Greetings. Welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. I'm Joel of Heart City Church. We've been considering in the first week of Advent the theme of hope. We spend the 4 weeks before Christmas in wait training ourselves to wait in hope. And then we celebrate the arrival of the promised King, Jesus, who comes to save us. Now we are actually looking back because Jesus has already come. So what are we doing during Advent? R.C. Sproul says, well, the Advent season is that time when we seek to, in a manner of speaking, mute our memory of what has already happened, that we might brighten our joy that it happened. We leave the already of His Advent to taste the bitter of the not yet. We, in short, go back that we might look forward to His coming. What Sproul is getting at is we enter into the situation of ancient Israel before Jesus' coming so that we might taste again the joy of what it means that Jesus became all we are by nature, that we might become all He is by grace. Jesus' coming changes everything as He has drawn us near to God. And that is why John cries out with exhilaration in 1 John 3, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God." And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. John literally says, "From what country did this love come from?" Because God's love is not something we've ever seen here. Jesus coming in our flesh, it made Him our big brother, which now makes His Father our Father too. And then John speaks of that eternal weight of glory that awaits us when Jesus returns to earth in the second coming. Do you see that we have an Advent of our own? Jesus' first coming guarantees His second coming, at which point we will see Him and we will be made like Jesus. There's so much to unpack here, but this is all about the fulfillment of God's eternal plan for you. Way back in Genesis 1, God said, "Let us make man in our own likeness." Psalm 8 spoke of how we were made a little less than God, crowned with glory and honor. Now sadly, we bought into the counterfeit likeness when the serpent tempted Eve by saying she would be like God if she disobeyed. And now we see things in us that are most unlike God. Evil, sin, death, shame. And so after giving us this news that is not yet, something we are still waiting for, John says, "All who have this hope in Him purify themselves just as He is pure." Listen to that again. "All who have this hope in Him purify themselves just as He is pure." What does that mean, that if we're waiting in hope of Jesus' return, we purify ourselves? Well, some of us need to go back to high school and your first school crush. Or perhaps you are young and in love with someone you cannot stop thinking about. Remember staring at their picture and looking forward to that Friday night date. And Friday night comes around and you have 45 minutes before the date. And what are you doing? Well, you're getting showered, you're fixing yourself up, you're checking your outfit and your hair, trying to figure out by looking in the mirror if this outfit will be appreciated or that one. You're putting on a fragrance. And then it's 5 minutes before your lover arrives and you're running back to the mirror, you're checking your teeth, you're checking your hair because you want to look perfect. You get the picture? If you're in love with Christ and you're waiting for His coming, you're going to act like a silly teenager doing all you can to be at your best, looking the way He wants you to. And for Christ, that means living a pure life, untainted by this world, which does not know Him or love Him. We wait in hope, purifying ourselves as He is pure, because our life is actually far more than just a great date at the end. It's better than a prom. Our whole life, we are on our way to a wedding. And as He has been faithful to us, we too live faithfully, knowing every day we are one day closer to His coming. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, what manner of love is this, that we should be Your children, and glory be. Such we are. We ask you will forgive us for our weak weight training and our failure to be faithful as you have been. Help us to look in hope this Advent season to the day that draws near when faith will become sight. We pray this in the name of our beloved Jesus. Amen.